T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It's always great to meet our Voice of Caring partners, and for the month of February, our Voice of Caring partner is HomeWorks. The founder and CEO is Karen Kalish, and she is here with us this morning. Karen, good morning, and thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me, and thank you for this opportunity.
Well, we are honored to have HomeWorks as our Voice of Caring partner. What can you tell us about your organization and what it does?
Well, the name is HomeWorks, the Teacher Home Visit Program. And before I tell you the what, let me tell you the why. There are thousands of young people in this region and millions of young people in the country who come to school on their very first day, kindergarten, pre-K, already 1 and 2 years behind where they should and could be, because there was little to no reading, talking, playing, and singing in their homes from birth. And when you come behind, it is next to impossible to catch up. Why? Because, and this is surprising, our public school students in America are only in their school buildings 14% of their whole year. That's 180 days times 7 hours a day. But we hope they spend at least 33% sleeping, 8 hours a night, 365. But that leaves, Brian, 53% of a year with little or no education, academics, enriching. That's all summer, every Saturday, every Sunday, and every 9 hours of every day, they're not sleeping or in school. And when you come to school behind like that, it's impossible to catch up because you're there so little part of the time. And that's not academic. That's walk in the building, walk out, and that's lunch and gym and all those things we had pre-COVID, some of which we still have. But it's just not enough to have them catch up. So we want moms, dads, grandmas to be motivated, mobilized to read, talk, play, sing in their homes from birth so they come to school ready to learn, stay on or above grade level all the way through, graduate, and then go on to college or some other post-secondary education, because not everybody has to go to college. And we need electricians and plumbers and police and fire and military. So go on to something else, graduate from there, and then they can put food on the table and be a contributing member of society. But if you come to school on the first day behind, it really is the school to prison pipeline, unfortunately. And we need those young people. So that's the why that I started HomeWorks, and that is to get moms, dads, grandmas engaged in their children's education. So we train, we support, and we pay teachers and other people in the building to go to the homes of the students to get their parents engaged in their education, build the trust, build the relationship, give the skills and the tools to have things going on at home that will help the child in school and in life. Now, someone listening or you might wonder, well, why not? Why aren't they doing that? Well, we've got 12 generations of people who no one did it for them. No one read to them, talked to them. And we've got people who are just trying to keep the lights on, food on the table, the rent paid, and they have 2 and 3 jobs. And so some of our parents say to our teachers, I come home at 2 o'clock in the morning for my third job. You want me to wake my kid up and read to him then? And of course we don't, but we have to find someone in the home, the sixth grader, the grandma around the corner, somebody to be reading, talking, and providing this education, academic enrichment that our children need so desperately.
So this is a program that is geared towards the very young, the pre-kindergarten, the kindergarten age children?
We have been in our 13 years at all levels, pre-K, elementary, middle school, and high school. This year, we decided to get smaller. We've been in 116 schools from the beginning, and our teachers have made tens of thousands of home visits and gotten that relationship going and gotten mom, dad, grandma to be engaged. It's really been amazing on an individual level. But we this year decided to get smaller and go deeper. So we are in early childhood and elementary this year. We're in a rural school, we're in two suburban schools and three urban. And our way of being this year is to get smaller, go deeper, learn more of what it takes to get moms, dads, grandmas engaged in their kids' education and share that locally and nationally, rather than go locally and nationally ourselves. It's sort of the St. Jude model. There's a hospital, a children's hospital in Memphis called St. Jude, and they're amazing, and the problems they solve are amazing. But they're not St. Jude's all over the country. They decided to have one St. Jude and get the word out everywhere of what they're doing for these kids. So that's what we are doing. We're getting smaller and getting better data, more data, deeper data to share locally and nationally for other schools and districts who want to have a real strong parent, teacher, school, home relationship.
Visiting with Karen Kalish, she is the founder and CEO of HomeWorks, the Teacher Home Visit Program, our Voice of Caring partner for February. Now, in this age of COVID, when we hear home visit program, we kind of wonder, how are you doing that these days?
Well, pre-COVID, we've been making tens of thousands of visits in 116 schools since we started. And then COVID. And we realized immediately we could pivot, and we must pivot to virtual home visits. And two things happened. One is we had to redo all of our materials, which we gladly did. And we've gotten many kudos from our schools for our changing our materials and so quickly to what it takes to do an effective virtual home visit. But B, it was taking in our zip code 63106, for example, that has very little or no access to the internet. Our teachers couldn't find their kids. And we didn't have the $53 million to lay copper and fiber and get our kids connected. So we decided to take one school, low-performing, low-income neighborhood school, St. Louis Public Schools, Patrick Henry Downtown Academy. It's a pre-K through five. And do everything we could in that one school to give every student, every parent, every teacher what they needed to strive, to survive, to thrive in this virtual environment, and then share everything with schools locally and nationally. So we did it, and that's where we are. And we have had such great success, but it's so difficult and so exciting. So, for example, the first 2 weeks, our teachers were hearing chirping in the background, and it wasn't birds. It was dead batteries in smoke detectors. So we had started, it's called Getting Patrick Henry Connected. And so we had started by getting Patrick Henry connected to the internet and having the computers and the hotspots and everything they needed, iPad holders and everything they needed to be able to be in this environment. But then we had to connect them to the fire department, because I called them and they said, well, that's our job. Give us the addresses. We'll go put batteries in. But I want to know who doesn't even have a smoke detector. So we went back to the school, and the school, all the teachers said to the kids, take your little iPad around and show me your smoke detector. And 25 kids didn't even have them. So fire department went out and put the smoke detectors in. Then we had a guy with an AK-47 sitting across the street from the school. So we got the police department involved. And so this connected has taken all kinds of definitions. We now have 70 volunteers who call parents and kids in the morning if they don't show up at school and say, good morning, we're waiting for you, always, always strength-based. We have up to 30 buddies, and they each have a child and a family, and they read to the child on the phone and on Zoom once or twice a week. And so these buddies have become family in a way. It's just been amazing. So we've got buddies, we've got people calling, we deliver food if necessary, whatever the families need, we take care of. Right now we're looking for desks because so many of the students don't have any place to put their iPad if they're virtual and to do their homework. So we're looking for desks. So we've found rugs for the school, whatever everyone needs. We've got getting Patrick Henry connected, and we're doing virtual visits in one rural district, Boonville, two suburban, and three schools in the city, two public and one charter, which is, of course, public also.
So how does HomeWorks, the teacher home visit program, pay for the services you provide?
So we fundraise. Our budget is a little under $1 million. We pay the teachers to make the visits in-home with $35, virtual or $25. We also pay for data. We're collecting data. We have a staff of 11. So we're getting everything we can to all of our students. So we do have a budget, and people love to actually donate. We've got wonderful donors: Centene, Ameren, Emerson, corporations, individuals, family foundations. They know the importance of mom, dad, grandma being involved in their child's education. In fact, there's really little more important right now besides climate change that we need for our community to make our community strong. We need these kids out in the world, and it starts at birth. So anything we can do to help these young kids have a good start is what we want to do.
So how can our listeners help?
We have a great website. We have some materials people can have. We have a way to donate because we pay the teachers to make these visits. And we've also paid the parents to come to training. The parents, we need them to be trained. So we offered a training, and we paid them to come to training, and we fed them. Food is always important. Right now, we've got every parent who sends a child to school all day, every day, perfect attendance per week, we give them $10 gift cards to Schnucks Markets and Greenleaf, although it had to close because of COVID for a while. But the $10 gift cards to Schnucks, and they've been a wonderful partner in helping us give these gift cards. So the attendance is a huge issue these days. So anything we can do to get these kids coming to school, or if they are virtual, if they're on from 8:15 to 2:12 every day, all day, Monday through Friday, gift card waiting for that mom, dad, grandma in the front of the school building. Anything we can do. We have a parent group that has started, and we're going to be paying them to come to the parent group. We want to hear from them. We need parent voices. So we're just doing everything we can for our kids to be able to be successful in this virtual world.
Well, Karen Kalish, it's awesome what you're doing, so important, and thank you very much for being our Voice of Caring partner for the month of February.
And thank you for the opportunity.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.